at 6:42 ahead of a final vote on the Jaguar Stadium deal. Jacksonville City Council could dramatically reduce its share of a $300 million community benefits agreement. Live team coverage takes us to Logan McDonald with Action News Jax. An amendment that's being considered today, Logan, would maintain downtown park funding.
That's right, Rich. So kind of a compromise on this part of the deal that's really been a sticking point up until this point with the Stadium of the Future renovations. As to that community benefits agreement, we've been covering for weeks now about how some council members have brought up issues about lumping in East Side and downtown funding with the Stadium of the Future deal. Now a compromise reached where that downtown park funding would be kept in the deal and the East Side funding separated into a separate vote. And Action News Jax asked all 19 city council members whether they plan on supporting that amendment. So far, 8 council members say they plan to support that compromise amendment to keep $56 million for downtown parks in the Stadium of the Future renovations deal. 7 say they're undecided or didn't comment, and the remaining 4 say they'll either abstain from the vote or won't be present for Thursday's meeting. Now, that 8 out of 15 that so far have told us that they plan on voting to approve would be enough to pass the vote.
Are the Jags and the mayor's office that led the negotiations on board with this plan as well?
Yeah, so at this point, overall, it seems kind of all systems a go on this amendment. Not too much contention so far. Of course, the mayor previously spoke out in support of the original East Side development being included in the deal. The thought, you know, kind of being the fact that you got to support these areas around the stadium as they're growing the stadium and that entertainment district. But at this point, the amendment seems to be a compromise that, again, as we just mentioned, works for 8 of the 15 city council members to pass. And seems to be moving forward ahead, but again, final vote's still needed, and as well as the fact that East Side development now going to be considered by a special committee next month for a separate vote if this amendment does pass. That'd be something we'd be keeping a close eye on.
Absolutely. We'll obviously be following today's meeting, and then City Council does have that pivotal showdown vote next Tuesday, which would be historic, on a 30-year lease agreement with the Jaguars, $1.4 billion, and all the other stuff that is included in it. We'll continue to follow every step of this storyline over the coming days. Logan McDonald, thanks.